Psalm 150 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise Him in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness." You're listening to Reflections from Revelation, episode number 14, as we reflect on the hymns of heaven today. Psalm 150 continues to say, "Praise Him with the trumpet sound. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Yes, praise the Lord. God is definitely worth our praise. And as we reflect on these things of God and His beauty and His nature, it's a natural response for us to praise the Lord. And this is why I think there's so much praise in heaven. As we looked at chapter 4 this week, we see the first hymn of heaven, that people are constantly praising God in heaven and giving glory to His name, responding to who God is. In verse 8 of chapter 4, it says, "The living creatures cried out, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" And then we see in verse 11 of this chapter, the elders respond and cry out as well, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. You were created, you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." And it's not just them singing out to God in praise, but you and I will be praising God in heaven as well. Can you imagine that right now? We read in chapter 5, where we're going to study this week, verse 11, it says, "Then I looked, John, and he heard the thrones, he heard around the throne the living creatures, the elders." That seems like off, right? The voices of many angels. But then he says there were other people there, numbering myriads and myriads and thousands and thousands. On myriads, this literally means a countless or extreme great number. There's just gobs of people. In fact, a lot of people will be rejoicing in heaven. And Revelation 7, 9 through 10 says, "After this, I looked up, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from every tribe, and peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes," that's the redeemed of God, "with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" See, this is what is going to be happening in heaven, and it will be happening because God will be in heaven, and He'll be the center of heaven, and we'll be rejoicing because we'll be seeing His glory. 1 Corinthians 13:12 tells us, right now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we'll see face to face. Now we see in part, but then we shall know fully, even as we have been fully known. And so we're going to see God in all of His glory, and the natural response over and over and over again we see in Revelation is worship, is praise, is adoration. John in Revelation is having these visions, which are trying to give us a picture, right? You're hearing the language. It was like, he was as if it was a stone. He's giving us images of a reality that is really real. But with visions, although they're amazing and I'm grateful for them, they're not exactly the present thing of what is actually happening. See, in heaven, we're going to see God face to face and dwell with Him. And it won't have to be through the faith of Scripture and the visions of what's to come. We'll be living in that reality. Just as Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. Some translations say mansions, but that word literally means there will be literally many dwelling places, right? God is going to be the center of heaven and a dwelling place for us to be in fellowship with. Jesus said, "If it were not so, I would not tell you, but I go and prepare a place for you." God is preparing heaven for us right now. And I just want you to imagine, I want you to think about it as we think about these prophecies and talk about these people rejoicing. Will you be in heaven rejoicing? I pray you are. I know that for many of you, when you put your faith in Jesus, you're saved, you're sealed. It's a done deal. You're going to be in heaven with all of us rejoicing, and we can have confidence, and we need to start living in this reality that this vision of what John is talking about, the future of heaven, is actually where we're going to be. Because Jesus said in verse 3 of 14, if I go and prepare a place for you, a dwelling place, a mansion, a heaven, well, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And so I just want you to imagine heaven. And I want you to imagine yourself there, crying out, holy, 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 worthy is the Lamb God Almighty. We will be with Jesus for all eternity and see his glory. And he'll give us resurrected, glorified bodies so we can dwell with him. Philippians 3:20 through 21 says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to be subject all things to himself. And I mentioned this passage of scripture when talking about the rapture, but want to just read this scripture as well and have you ponder and think about and meditate on these truths that God is going to resurrect us, and we're going to see his glory. We're going to be able to praise his name for eternity. The long scripture that I mentioned when talking about the rapture last week was 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 58. But just hear what this says. This is your and I's future. When we talk about heaven, we need to understand we're going to be in heaven. Followers of Jesus, every person that puts their faith in Christ will be there. You and I will be there when we trust in the Lord. And in verse 50, it says, Paul says, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be all changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on the immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass, and the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, because of this, brothers, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. I think you and I need to remember this. Let's not forget that we are living right now by faith, and it's going to be worth it. There is going to be a great victory, and it is going to be a natural response to praise the Lord. Psalm exhorts us in Psalm 150 to praise the Lord, but when you see his glory, when you go through the things that we're all going to go through and see the reality of God's goodness in our lives and his faithfulness, we'll want to praise God. We'll want to enjoy his presence. And we're going to have resurrected bodies to be able to do that. And so I mention all this because I just want to highlight all the songs or hymns we find in Revelation. You know, throughout the book, people are praising God in heaven, and it isn't boring. And this is a genuine response to God and his glory, something that we're going to enter into. And so what I'm going to do is something a little bit different. I'm simply want to just read these hymns of heaven. I'm going to go and play some soft music in the background. And I just want you to listen, to meditate, to ponder. Reflections from Revelation. You can look at the notes for the references of scripture. I'll say them now before I read them. It's over and over and over again in Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8, verse 11, chapter 5, verse 9 through 10, 11 through 12, Revelation 7, 12, Revelation 11, 17 through 18, Revelation 15, 3 through 4, Revelation 16, 5 through 7, Revelation 19, 1, verse 3, verse 5 and 6. I just want to read all of these scriptures together to give you time to think and ponder. These are what the living creatures, the elders, the people of God in heaven are crying out. These truths that we should embrace now, meditate on, live for, think about, and praise the Lord for. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, and every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priest to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and for those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Just are you, O Holy One, who is and who was, for you brought these judgments. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve. Yes, Lord God the Almighty, true and just are your judgments. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. Praise our God, all you, his saints, you who fear him, small and great. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. And these are all hymns that we're going to be singing and are recorded in the book of Revelation. And you know, at the end of Revelation, Jesus tells us how to respond to this book. How to respond when we get the vision of heaven, that realizing we're going to be there. He tells us now, come and worship him now. Revelation 22, 16 through 17. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let the one who hears come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires to take the water of life without price. And John's response in Revelation 22:20 says, he who testifies to these things say, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May our hearts long to sing to Jesus, praising him here and now and for all eternity. Amen.